Let's follow that group of simple vocalizations with three species that have complex songs. We'll listen to bobolink, house wren, and American goldfinch. The rich variety of notes sung by each of these species makes their songs difficult to represent with phonetic units. The complexity itself, however, may help you to identify these vocalizations. Someone once said that the bobolink just tries to sing too many notes at once, and that the notes seem to stumble and fall over each other. Listen to the bobolink's bubbly song that gains speed and complexity as it moves along. This species also has a very characteristic flight call note that sounds like plink, plink. Let's listen again to the bobolink's full song, which is also given in flight. Another bird with a complex vocalization is the house wren. His song is given in loud, impulsive bursts and is noteworthy for its bubbly exuberance. The house wren also has a characteristic scolding chatter. Now back to the song. Note how the house wren's repeated phrases seem to rise and then cascade down in a complex series of notes. The American goldfinch, our last bird in this group, gives a high-pitched, lively song. There are two clear-cut handles that make this a relatively easy vocalization to learn. First, the goldfinch's characteristic whiny notes, which are sung alone as well as with the extended song. They sound like this. In fact, this species' Latin name, Tristus, means sad, and refers to this whiny aspect of the vocalization. The second handle is the goldfinch's diagnostic call note, often given during its undulating flight, which sounds like pachikari. Now listen for both the whiny notes and the pachikari within the exuberant outburst of chips, twitters, and trills.